Joining us right now, Cam Hayward from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Morning, Cam. How are you?
I'm good today.
All right, good. Well, we have, all right, you know, we keep trying to name this, so I want to, this segment, so let me give you five
quick.
I think
we've got some winners
here. We got some winners here. Let me know what you think about all these. First off, Camelot.
No way.
Yes, we Cam.
No thanks.
Cam and Eggs.
No.
Captain Camtastic.
No, no, no.
Wham, bam, thank you, Cam.
No.
All right, we'll go back to the drawing board.
The drawing board. I kind of like Camelot.
You know,
I like ham and eggs. A wake up, you know?
Breakfast
Camelot.
Breakfast thing?
We'll stew on it. You know, speaking of the Fright Nights, you guys went to the Scare House last week, right?
Did. yeah, we went, and it was a couple of guys, me, Bud Dupree, LT Walton, Tyler Matakavich, and a couple other guys, but... It was Ryan Shazier as well. So we had a good group. I didn't get scared, but there were some other guys that did.
Yeah, you know, I saw videos of it. I mean, here's what I wondered when I saw a bunch of Pittsburgh Steelers walking through that scare house. Those actors, they jump up on you and try to scare you. You guys are professional athletes trained to destroy another person. I would have thought there were some zombies there who were in real danger of having their faces rearranged.
Yeah, well, I think they had to tell Bud before we actually went in, you can't hit the actors. So Bud was in position to attack. But,
did he think it was Sam Bradford coming for him?
He didn't know what to think.
Right.
Me, because he was in front of me, so he would get scared, and I'd be like, okay, well, I know where that's at. So I really never had to worry about it.
You didn't go through the basement, did you, Cam, where you have to sign the waiver?
Yes, we did.
Oof.
Yeah, and you only go in pairs. So I got stuck with Bud Dupree, and we're going through, and, you know, they act like you get lost, and I can't go into more detail, but they say, go across the bridge. And all of a sudden, Bud sprints across the bridge and just leaves me. So I didn't know what to do. They have to go and drag Bud back and bring him back to the spot we're supposed to be at. But it was fun.
Cam Hayward with us right now from the Steelers. You're headed to KC this week. But last week, again, you know, it seemed like after the whole AB throwing the Gatorade thing that Ben had finally sort of corralled Antonio Brown and made everyone understand, like, look, we can't have distractions. We really need to get focused right now. And AB came around. And then things did not go as planned on Sunday. And so I'm wondering, what did you make of the comments that Ben made post-game saying, you know, where he sort of dismissed a reporter saying, I don't know, maybe I don't have it?
I really didn't think too much into it, you know. I know we all had played a bad game. You know, obviously it sucks when you don't win. But, you know, Ben's been doing this for a while, and I know he's getting up there in age, but I still think Ben's got it. You know, I think he just dismissed it off, didn't really think anything of it. But for me personally, you know, I still think Ben is, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, when you have him on your team, you're very thankful that you do have him, because you see a lot of teams that don't have anything close to what Ben is.
You know, once they got things going and it was going their way and they just ran Fournette play after play. How many in a row did they do, Mike? Was it
12 on the one drive? It wasn't all Fournette, but it was 12 runs.
What do you think made it more difficult for you guys to stop the run when you knew it was coming this past Sunday?
Oh, well, you know, you look at the game and, you know, going even the last play where we give up a 90-yard run, which is unacceptable. You know, I think Fournette had like 30 carries on 80 with 80 yards, you know, and, you know, you kind of want that, because, you know, in a game like that, you know, there weren't going to be a lot of throws, because that was their game plan. They had already gotten the lead, and they just wanted to milk the clock. That was what they were good at. But, you know, the thing we struggle with, and, you know, the thing we have to improve if we're ever going to get to where we want to get to, is, you know, guys just got to follow their assignments. You know, guys got to stay in their gaps. You know, I think sometimes we're too worried about making the play instead of just doing our job and, you know, trusting each other. You know, if we trust each other and, you know, we know what we all have to do, then we're going to be a much more successful defense.
Cam, you had a rushing game in Chicago where the Bears ran for a lot of yards and everybody kind of talked about the same stuff. And then it seemed like it got fixed against Baltimore. Are you concerned at all that it didn't stay fixed?
Yeah, you have to be. But, you know, that's for us to clean up this week. You know, I think we're going to go up against a good rushing attack with a quarterback that likes to run a little bit more than we've played in the past couple weeks. So, you know, we say we have to fix it. Here's our chance to fix it. You know, it starts in practice. You know, guys taking the proper angles, guys staying in the right gaps. You know, and then, you know, tackling better. You know, being there is half the job, but, you know, finishing the tackle is completely the job.
I'm talking with Cam Haywood right now. A lot of people are saying this is the first week the secondary is going to be really challenged. Is that the perception of the defense?
I think you can get lost in thinking that they're just a throwing team. But they run the ball very well. Kareem Hunt has, you know, been a big star for them and a big star in this NFL league so far. So, you know, I think, you know, Alex Smith is throwing a great ball, but I think it's all set up with the run. And, you know, they do a lot of man reads. They do a lot of, you know, shovel passes, which look like passes but are really runs. So, you know, it's just about us doing our jobs and staying in our gap.
How do you feel about playing an undefeated team now that's kind of the darling of the league in the early going, and you guys are coming off a bad game. You're 3-2 is not getting anybody's attention. People are sort of jumping off the bandwagon right about now. Is this maybe a good time to play a 5-0 team on the road in a marquee game?
You know, I don't want to sound like Bart Scott from the Jets, but can't wait. You know, you know, what better way to, you know, jump right back on this horse is to beat a, you know, a good quality opponent.
Yeah, you guys can beat back a lot of questions with a good performance Sunday.
Exactly. You know, and I think everybody wants to get the sour taste out of their mouth. You know, I'm tired of saying it, but, you know, after these losses, I can't wait for the next Sunday because, you know, it's a chance for us to redeem ourselves. It's a chance for us to play a lot better. And you know what? We're going to be playing a good team, and we've got to play our best football.
Cam Haywood of the Pittsburgh Steelers, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. Appreciate it. Good luck in KC.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll try to
name
up
this segment, Cam. We swear.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know. We're going to have to call it Cam Chipotle or something. We're going to have to figure this out.
I like it.
All right, Cam Chipotle. Well, we can just get a sponsor like that. That's fine. We'll figure something out. We'll get it done. Cam, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.